Hey, this is Colorworks Radio, and I'm your host, Justin Baker. This week, we have another edition of Art Jobs. The mission of Art Jobs is to talk to people in the creative field who make a living being creative. Our Art Jobs correspondent, Kira Garrigue, talks to designer Timothy Nierney from Engine 7 Design in Troy, New York. During the interview, Tim talks about getting his start, landing his first real gig, and then moving on and starting his own business, and how he navigated those waters. So listen up.
Hey, Tim, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
So thanks for agreeing to talk to me today, and I was hoping you could tell me a little bit about your company, Engine 7 Design.
Engine 7 Design is a small design shop here in Troy, New York, and it's mostly just me with a couple of freelancers who work with me. And I take on everything from branding and design, the packaging, the websites, retail space environments, and all that kind of stuff.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So can you tell me a little bit about your background?
I grew up the son of a firefighter slash truck driver. And I got into art as a kid, never really thought much about it. And then coming out of high school, I just kind of fell into a program at JCA down in Albany. Started learning about graphic design then, and then went to St. Rose after that, graduated from there with, I already had a job at a small advertising agency in Colony, and then from there I moved on to the dot-com world for a while as an art director, and then from there I went on to a larger firm in Colony called MediaLogic, worked there for 8 years and got a lot of experience there, and then they had their kind of a 50% layoff back in 2008, which happened to a lot of people. And that's when I got kicked out in the streets and I started this thing up.
Okay, so was it ever in the back of your mind, though, that maybe you wanted to have your own design company?
I think, I was doing some freelance work on the side. People always told me I should do my own thing. I said, no way, I'll never do that. And then when I got laid off, I started looking for another agency job. And then luckily some friends of mine who I used to work with worked at Albany Medical Center, and they gave me my first real freelance project, and I said, you know what, maybe I can do this on my own. So I never expected to have my own shop, my own office really, my own business was one thing, and then things just kept happening.
So you only had one freelance job before you started your own firm?
I would say I had one freelance job once I was unemployed. Mm-hmm. I had a couple projects going on all the time for the last couple of years before I got laid off. My very first freelance client project taught me that, hey, I can probably do this on my own, so let's do it.
Cool. Okay. So I'm imagining or hoping that there's a listener out there who's maybe interested in having a creative job, and so I'm hoping that you can give a little bit of advice, maybe based on your own experience. And one of the questions I'm always curious about, now you kind of, I don't know if you alluded to this when you had talked about friends giving you your first freelance job, but did you start this all on your own, or did you ask friends? Did you have like a network of friends that helped you, or is this completely a solo endeavor to be able to start your own company?
I think what I did was as soon as I decided myself, you know what, I should do something real here, I just started looking up stuff on the web, checking out some magazines, read a couple articles. I contacted Aaron Draplin, who's a pretty big guy in the design world. We talked a little bit about starting things off, and I just kind of started it. I really didn't have anyone with me. I just kind of started it with the help of some client friends of mine. But for the most part, the business was just me starting it up.
And did you start it out of your current location, which we should mention is 291 River Street? Or is that where you started originally?
No, I had a pretty cool like walkout basement office for 5 years at my house, and then the dogs, the lawn, the creaking door kind of made me think I should get my own place. So I found this place.
Okay, but so you did have work out of your house for 5 years before moving on.
Yep.
Okay, and so how is it that you came to Troy? What made you think about Troy?
Well, I live in Brunswick, which is about 10 minutes away from here. And I was at a meeting one time. Another design shop was at the meeting with me. Two different projects, talking to the same client. And after the meeting, that other design person, I can't remember who it was, said, hey, so where's your office at? And I was like, Well, I work at my house or at Starbucks or at the firehouse. And so as I drove back to home, I called up Bryce Realty and said, hey, I'm looking for an office. He goes, where are you? Stop in right now. So I just made a phone call, and then David Bryce said, get in here. And he showed me this place, and that's how I landed here.
So you weren't looking for Troy in particular?
I would say that maybe I was, because I, being in Brunswick, 10 minutes away, I knew that this area was kind of cool. And then I called the first Troy Realty place I found on Google as I drove across the bridge. Of course, I pulled over before I checked my phone, but you know.
Right. So I know on your website, you do describe yourself as being in Troy, and as a, I think you call it like a hipster place or a hip Troy or something like that. So maybe it was a lucky decision. I don't know if Troy was as hip then, or, but I guess I'm curious if you have that advice to anyone. I mean, do you think it's important, the community that you're in, the location, or can you really be pick up your business and be anywhere?
I don't think many people realize where my office is. My clients, sometimes they do know, sometimes they don't. But I think what was important about this area is that I like to make sure that I am inspired and artistically and aesthetically inspired at all times. And just being in this downtown area gave me that feeling, and having my own shop gave me my own just a feeling. I want to be surrounded by creative things, things that inspire me, not just a computer screen in front of me.
Gotcha. Do you connect with any of the other businesses in Troy?
Yeah, there's a few. Businesses down here that I connect with. I actually sell some of my side projects across the street at a boutique called Anchor 5, and I talk to different restaurants down here. I'm kind of talking to the bid sometimes. So there's definitely places and restaurants and businesses in the neighborhood that I stop in, introduce myself, and become friends with them.
Okay. So maybe can we talk a little bit about the nitty-gritty of the business? I think one thing that people are always curious about is, how do you split your time? How much of it goes to the business side, whether you're talking about like growing your company or just simply billing or, you know, looking for other freelancers versus being creative?
I think it's probably a good 50-50 split, although sometimes it feels like all I'm doing is writing invoices or proposals or managing clients, answering emails. I like to be very responsive with all my clients, so I'm constantly answering emails or phone calls, even over the weekends, nighttime, that kind of stuff. So it seems to be it's a blurred line between how much creative time I have and business time I have. But if I were to put a number on it, I'd say 50-50 probably.
Okay. And so speaking of billing and all those things, could you maybe talk to us a little bit about what's the biggest hurdle you've come across so far in having your own business?
I think when I first started out, knowing how much to charge was a issue. I know there's lots of guides and whatnot out there for giving you the ethical guidelines of pricing. However, I didn't want to kind of follow any kind of book. I'm not the best at following those kind of things. So I guess it was trial and error. My very first project, I way underestimated the project. And however, my friends worked at Albany Medical Center at the time. They're the ones who gave me the project and said, no, that's way too low. You should charge X amount. And I was like, holy cow, okay. So from then on, I knew that I could charge more. I was worth more than I thought I was. And, I just kind of bill accordingly or charge accordingly. If it's a small mom and pop place, I'll make sure I take care of them. If it's a giant corporation, I also work within that kind of budget constraint too.
Mm-hmm. So, thanks a lot for talking to me. I think just the last question would be, do you have any advice for someone who's maybe a freelancer right now? They're thinking, or maybe they're working at a job and they want to have their own freelance firm, or they're thinking of jumping into this. Any advice you'd offer them?
I think one thing to do is to make sure that you are not just a software jockey. That you get out there, you look, go to the design conferences, you submerge yourself in a design creative world. You make sure you have the fundamentals behind you too. You're drawing, you're painting, all that kind of stuff. Don't let that go. I think when I worked in an agency, I kind of let myself wither a little bit, being in that cubicle area, that safety nest. But when I got out, I made sure that I reached out to different conferences and magazines and other professionals out there and got myself really into it, not just someone who was doing it as a side hustle.
Great. Awesome. Well, Tim from Engine 7 Design, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Be safe out there.